Hong Kong's protests and Somali Christians bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. I'll discuss the latest developments from Hong Kong in a moment, and then stick around because there's an update from the persecuted church you won't want to miss. But first, as the protests in Hong Kong hit the 10-week mark, some of those demonstrations have turned violent. Protests at the airport caused the city to ground all flights yesterday. So what started as a cry of concern about extradition legislation has turned into a demonstration built upon years of frustrations. Francis Choi with Asian Access says,
but in the last few weeks, when the focus started to expand to not only just against extradition legislation, but also to almost a whole spectrum of things that the government has not been doing right or doing well. Plus, the elements of violence started to appear in some of the demonstration. The entire city become very divided.
At the roots of the protest is a need for hope, a hope that local Christians can offer. Would you pray with them?
Pray for justice, pray for peace, pray for reconciliation. The city, the community is very traumatized and also divided, as I said. And I really want to, especially to lift up praying for reconciliation and upholding of justice.
Pray for a message of the gospel to permeate this city, offer hope, and change hearts. Meanwhile, the initial shock of three mass shootings in the U.S. this month may be wearing off. Now begins the journey through trauma recovery for affected communities in California, Ohio, and Texas. Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer says there's more to trauma than panic attacks or sleepless nights.
People who have been traumatized oftentimes cannot grow spiritually or emotionally past that time of trauma. So you have a lot of people who compartmentalize their pain and they hold it. But there's a different dimension to this and a different way to heal. Jesus says, I've come to set captives free.
Let's say 100 people experience a traumatic event. Estimates say 1 in 4 or 25% will develop post-traumatic stress disorder.
We have a fight or flight syndrome that gets triggered deep within the psyche. That's what happens with traumatized victims. Those people that were at the event, when they hear a loud bang again, that's going to bring back the horror of watching people drop and get shot. It's going to re-trigger that memory. And then all the fear, all the anxiety, that's all going to be put in front of their face.
So what can we do? We can ask God to turn these tragedies into gospel opportunities. If you need to talk, we'll connect you with Set Free at our website. And for many, nationality and religion are intertwined. This is especially true for Somalis. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA recently interviewed Ibrahim, one of the first ethnic Somalis to come to Christ in Kenya. VOM hopes that publishing Ibrahim's story will encourage believers and prove that you can be a Somali and a follower of Christ. In 1969, Ibrahim heard a Christian worker preaching from the Old Testament. Surprisingly, the passage was echoed in the Quran. Nettleton tells us,
that was the start of Ibrahim coming to Christ, because he thought, you know, if the Quran just echoes what is already in the Bible, I don't want to read the copy. I want to read the original. I'm going to go back and study the Bible.
Soon after, God brought Ibrahim to faith, and since then, he has planted 22 churches. His story serves as a reminder that God often works behind the scenes. It's also a call to pray. Becoming a Christian as a Somali typically means persecution.
So let's pray for the Somali people in Somalia, as well as in Kenya, as well as in some of the other surrounding countries, that the Spirit of God will move among them and that there will be a revival among the Somali people.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked. In fact, they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. So this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.